Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Good morning. Good
morning. You're wearing sunscreen.
What do you ask?
It's a beautiful morning. The sun is shining.
Sun is shining.
Also, it's National Sunscreen Day.
It's indoors, so no sunscreen.
Wrong. Wrong.
You can never have enough.
You got any sunscreen?
Sunscreen. SPF 10. Million.
Ladies and gentlemen, wear sunscreen.
Happy National Sunscreen Day.
Go time.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's put it on because we're going to need it.
Yes, no kidding.
Summer is here, although maybe a little early.
Very early.
They say high today 106. In fact, excessive heat warning in effect through Friday night. And then the high today 106, 108 tomorrow.
Lovely.
And then on Friday, it even gets warmer and the wind will start blowing. Friday and Saturday.
Cool it off. There we go.
Why won't the wind blow on Tuesday or Wednesday?
Yeah, well, I know.
Nobody likes those days.
Yeah, they're sure. Why not? Yeah.
Why wreck the weekend?
Well, it'll cool it off a little, that's for sure.
Is that what you think?
Well, it will. I know it's supposed to be a little cooler early next week, so that's fine.
77 outside right now as you wake up.
Boo.
Mike and Carla Morning Show along with our producer, Morty. Morty, listen up. From home, we have news for you that might make you smile that we'll get to a little bit later on this hour. Show number 1,895.
There we go.
Can you believe it, Carla?
Who knew it, man?
Who said it wouldn't work?
I know. Who said it wouldn't last? Come on, you people. Let it go.
How do you like that?
Let it go. I have a good song for us today, too, by the way.
Do you?
Yeah, a good coronavirus song. It's pretty good.
Fabulous. We are live and local in the studio, 702-739-9636. Just a phone call away. Or if you want to text, reach out to us. Talk or text 702-739-9636. All right, let's do it. Carla's first take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Boy, last night was the premiere of America's Got Talent. Of course, a lot of stuff was taped, you know, months ago.
Uh-huh.
A contestant named Archie Williams, he just kind of whipped through with four yeses after singing Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. The most amazing thing, however, about Archie is he was just released from prison last year after doing 37 years for a crime he did not commit.
Mm-hmm.
He was released. He is pretty amazing. I would venture to say he'll probably go on to win this thing. He was amazing. Really weird and sad story, man. Mm-hmm. And Howie Mandel, of course, he's been talking a lot about what's going on lately because he is a germaphobe. And he says the pandemic is just welcoming everyone into his nightmare. He said, this is what's in my head every day, every hour of my 64 years on Earth. This is how I live. And now apparently the world has joined me in my nightmare. It's not fun if you're a germaphobe. I know a couple of people who are, and it's a bit crazy.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot of time, and it takes a lot of time in your head.
Right.
As well. So
especially doing what he does.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Where he's around people all the time.
People you meet, all of that stuff, the people you're in front of, all of that. So maybe it gives him a little comfort knowing we're all in this with him.
Oh, perfect.
Well, we are.
Yes.
Right. This was cool. I actually watched it. Josh Gad reunited the cast of Splash, director Ron Howard, Daryl Hannah, Tom Hanks. They were all there. It was really, really good. He does a half-hour show. It's called Reunited Apart. He did this with, of course, the cast of Back to the Future. This was really, really good. And I will actually try to post this on our website. Like I said, it's about a half hour long. It's really, really good. Very enjoyable. You found out a lot of stuff about the actors, the people in this movie that you just did not know, and some of the things that took place during the movie that I certainly did not know. I love that movie, Splash, so it's really good.
Especially at that point, at that point in time of their careers.
Yes. Oh, yeah. They were all very new. Yeah.
Tom Hanks.
Yes.
Daryl Hannah.
Oh, Daryl
John
Hannah.
Candy.
Yep, exactly. Daryl Hannah even said, I was so young, I hadn't even had a boyfriend yet. She said I was 20 or 21. And, you know, I had to kiss Tom Hanks, and it was just, I was frightened. I was so scared. Yeah, she was.
Is that what you want to hear?
I know. Yes, I know it.
Okay.
Exactly. That is it for now. Listen, you can always stay caught up. 96.3kklz.com.
We love these COVID-19 inspirational songs.
Yeah, they just pop up. People just bored, of course. Mm-hmm. So why not?
You know
I like this.
I like them. I like the ones that just regular people do, not the well-produced recording artists and stuff like that.
Well, this isn't, so you're good.
To keep our cases low.
I'm sure parents are going, no, no, no!
Don't say that!
Not let it go! No!
School, you'll catch up on it anyway.
I don't care.
The song is so infectious. It just is.
Do we know anything about it? We don't know the guy's name or anything?
No, we do not. Nope. No.
Wow.
Just a
mystery.
Lot of these just, yeah, I mean, I can try to find it on YouTube. Just a lot of these pop up. People are bored, like I say. They put them out there on Twitter, things like that.
Mystery artist.
Yes, exactly.
Stay at home. Stay at home. Okay. We're moving into phase two, Carla.
Yes, we are.
And John Schaefer will have that information for you in a couple of minutes.
Welcome back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Live and local in the studio, taking your phone calls at 702-739-9636. Talk or text, Centennial Toyota talk and text lines, of course, wide open this morning. We got Morty on the phone, our producer. Morty, hi, Morty.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
You hanging in there?
Yeah.
Okay, just a couple of more weeks.
He said apprehensively.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Hope you guys are having fun.
Radio stations weren't listed in phase two.
No.
Yeah,
okay.
I know. Jeez, I know.
All right, a couple of offers we thought you might be interested in. And Jody, Carla just told me of
the
this one. The other wife. Free Krispy Kreme donuts.
For a week. They're giving away free donuts for 5 days straight, June 1st. Through the 5th, as opposed to National Donut Day, they're doing National Donut Week. So you can go by there. Yeah, I know. How about that? You get a free donut. Get a free donut all week long.
And it's good the gyms reopen Friday.
Yeah, right.
You get free donuts all next week.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the other one I thought you'd like, the owners of an alcohol company called Una Vida have been leaving bottles of tequila on the porches of bar and restaurant workers who've lost their job. Now, here are the owners. Listen to this, Morty. Here are the owners talking about it.
Everyone was just out of a job like that and just came out of nowhere. We expected maybe 50 people would kind of reach out here and there. We're up to about 1,500 to 2,000 people so far. If you're out of a job, just reach out to us, send us your address, and we will drop off a bottle on your front porch.
So, Morty, we're going to give you the address here a little bit off the air so you can grab your bottle.
Are you telling me I'm not
going to
have a job?
Yeah, No.
Instead of a voicemail, Morty, we're just telling you on the air. Nice.
But you get free tequila. There you go.
We're telling you live.
Uh-huh.
No, we know how much you love the tequila.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
The other part. If you finish out the week.
Yes, if you don't mind.
What? Hold on.
Yes, you don't even want to know about phase three, Morty. So.
Yeah, oh no.
Look at there. Free donuts and free tequila. What more do you want from us? Okay.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know it. Wow, that quarantine 15, man.
Yeah, that quarantine 15.
Oh, wow.
Stay at home.
Yeah.
All right.
You might want to get Squish out there a few more times, Morty. Get him out there. Come on. Run Morty. Come on. Get out there and run Morty.
And keep checking your front porch for tequila.
Yeah.
All right, Morty. Have a good day.
All right. You guys too.
All right. Morty. Talk to you later.
Hey, everybody's going, where's that tequila? No, if you didn't get a bottle of tequila, you're good.
All right.
Still have your job.
I love the guys last hour, though, talking about it. They said, yeah, we thought we'd do, you know, like 25, 30 people.
Yeah.
We're up to 1,500, 2,000 requests for the free.
Keep that agave coming, would you? Jeez.
can't produce it fast enough. What turned out to be something, you know, of a nice gesture.
Yeah.
And it still is.
Right. Well, we're all drunks now. So
pretty much.
Just all drunks.
Pretty
now.
Much. Sunshine,
it's
high
a
one.
Pandemic. Pandemic. Damn pandemic. Damn pandemic.
Spell it.
Damn pandemic.
Okay. Have another shot.
Quarantine.
Sunshine today, high 106. They say the excessive heat warning in effect through Friday night. Tomorrow, high 108. But as you said, over the weekend, going to cool down, hopefully. Yeah. And then the wind blowing. But then they say next week it's going to warm up again.
So. I like when they show the weather map. And it was like the West, particularly our area, Phoenix, was the color of your shirt, which is like a burned orange. It's like, oh, wow, look at that.
Yeah.
Ooh-wee.
That's not good.
No, look at the TV sizzling. Look at that.
That's when you get calls from relatives back east and stuff like that.
I know.
Okay? You're drinking plenty of water.
We're okay.
77 this morning. Here you go. A few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Be careful, parents. A study found if you're a really picky eater, it might be because of your parents. They forced you to clean your plate or eat certain foods as a kid. Now, researchers found that they're less likely to grow out of it, too, if parents were stricter. If they said you have to, or you're just going to sit there, you're not going to eat. Excuse me. Here's the thing, too, like helping them, rewarding them. You know what? Eat your spinach and you can have some ice cream later is the worst thing to do. They say that you'll hate spinach even more and it will be a whole bad memory for you.
You know what I found out? My two little girls, now in their mid-30s, we were talking about when they were kids and what they would do, how they would trick me.
Right.
And they told me, and they said when you would make us eat like green beans and stuff or something we didn't like.
Right.
We would put it in our mouth, and then Nick or Kelly would say, I have to go to the bathroom real quick. And they would just spit it out. I go, are you serious?
We used to at least put it in our napkin. And if we had a dog, give it to the dog. So, much
easier. I said, how long did you do that for? She goes, forever.
Didn't notice they were going to the bathroom 14 times during... No, I just thought they were regular kids.
And that's I don't know how my mom, regular. I don't remember my mom forcing us. She just seemed to make everything we liked or I liked. And I've been told by Jody, I'm a picky eater. But my mom just made stuff we liked.
Of course, when we were younger, it was pretty simple. Foods were a little more simple then, too. I don't think, you know, we were eating meat and potatoes and spaghetti.
Right.
Pretty much, you know, so.
Seemed good to me.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they say that you have to expose your kids to food about 12 times before they soften up to it. Not that they have to eat it. They just have to see it and be comfortable with it.
Oh.
And if they watch you cook something also, that kind of is different.
That
as
helps.
Opposed to just sticking it in front of them. So, picky. Yeah. Listen, in Wisconsin, in Waukesha, I believe it is, a company developed a social distancing alarm. It sounds whenever people get closer than 6 feet. So that should be fun. And it vibrates, too, if a person keeps getting closer. So that could be fun. It could be a lot of fun.
Get a little bit closer.
Okay, now stop. But just stand there, okay? Just stand right there.
Right there.
That's actually kind of smart. It's kind of smart. Hey, back off. Back off. That's enough.
Right there.
Yes, that's exactly. And when we say right there, we mean right there. Okay? And a survey revealed 80% of people have picked up an unhealthy habit while quarantining. Whatever that may be, people have picked it up. Now, less than half of these people say, well, I'll probably drop it, you know, after the pandemic ends. Yeah. About 35% of people said, I'm going to try to, you know.
Okay.
But we'll see if that happens. I know, we all have since this whole thing started in some way. Maybe it's a good, bad habit. I don't know, but we all have. It is Wednesday. A few things you should know, sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
You were talking about bad habits. Well, good or bad, some of the habits people have picked up while staying home.
You know, when this all started, I don't know why. Maybe because everything was open for such a short amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
I would go to Starbucks every day around, like, before they closed early at, like, 3:30 or 4 and get a decaf. and dump some Bailey's into it. I was doing like Bailey's coffee for about a month every night.
Which
every
is odd night. Because I know you don't, you're not a big coffee drinker.
No.
You're
no.
more tea.
Yes, exactly. But yeah, I was doing that for about a month. And I did at some point. It was like, I can't, why am I doing this?
Uh-huh.
Why? What for?
I don't know. I'm trying to think if there's anything I've picked up. Yeah. Over the last couple of months or so, and off the top of my head, I can't.
No, some people are, whether it's good or bad, I know a lot of people are it's like people have said, all I feel like I'm doing is cleaning, being home more. It's okay. All I'm doing is cleaning, and I don't need to clean every single day, you know?
All right.
Is it, I don't know if it's a waste of time or just a use of time, I don't know.
702-739-9636, good or bad. What are those habits you've picked up being at home, if you are at home, right. being quarantined?
Yeah.
Or just staying home for whatever reason that you've picked up? Text or call. KKLZ Talk text lines powered by Centennial Toyota, 702-739-9636. Hang on. Chrissy's on the phone. Chrissy, what about you?
I've started eating a lot more weird food.
Oh, we were just talking about food a little bit ago.
I tried putting ranch on French toast and mixing cheese and hot sauce with other food.
Oh.
At least my mom supports my curiosity.
Well, that's good.
This is what happens when kids are out of school.
Right.
This is what happens. When you're Morty, I guess. This is what happens.
They start experimenting.
Yes. Ranch on French toast, huh? Okay.
You know what I noticed, and I never noticed it before. Jody and I were having breakfast, and we had oatmeal. And she'll take her oatmeal, a spoon of oatmeal,
right,
and put it on her toast.
Really?
And then fold the toast over like
an oatmeal. Is this new?
I don't know.
Like an oatmeal sandwich?
Sandwich. Now, I've dipped my toast in the oatmeal, you know, for a little bit. I didn't think was that odd.
Huh.
But she puts oatmeal on the toast.
Well, I think the debate there is whether oatmeal's a liquid or a solid, and it is not a liquid. I don't know. You're dipping into goo right there is what you're doing.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
All right, we're talking about those habits, good or bad, that you've picked up since this whole thing started a couple of months ago. Now, you can text in 702-739-9636 or call in. A lot of people texting in.
Yeah, a lot of things seem to be around food. Courtney said, I find myself eating more things out of the jar or carton lately than I used to, as opposed to putting it on something.
Sure,
I guess just like a spoon, something like that. Yeah.
Or a regular plate.
Right. Yes, exactly.
We started using paper plates. I don't know why.
Started doing that a little more often, too. It's like, oh, why not? Dan said, I'm eating ice cream for breakfast for some reason.
Yeah.
And it seems to be okay. Sherry said, working from home, I notice I'm taking way longer showers, and I'm really going to have to cut back on this because my husband is not happy.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I remember my dad telling me that, too. How many people are in there?
Jody takes long showers.
I don't now. I mean, I take I'll say maybe 10 minutes or so. That's probably longer than it should be. But
yeah. I think it's even longer than 10 minutes.
Oh, geez.
I'm like, what are you doing in there?
Oh, that's
funny. As long as it doesn't get done.
Yeah. Well,
but I don't linger in the shower.
When it's cooler outside,
you don't turn on the cold water and just
that I do before I get out. Just before I get out,
that
I
feels
cold
good
water.
That
feels so good.
All right, Gracie's on the phone. Grace, what about you?
Oh, my unhealthy habit is sitting down to play a video game and getting sucked into where I'm beating a video game in a day. For example, I was playing the newest they revamped Final Fantasy VII.
Right. Oh.
And I've been playing the first installment of Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah.
And I told my husband where I was in the matter of a day, and he's like, you caught up to me in a day? He's like, no, you need to stop right now. You will not pass me in that game. And he's like, if you go any farther than where you're at, he's like, I will sell your Switch.
Oh, whoa. Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Oh, man.
So the parents are now playing the video game. kids, and the kids are just sitting there.
Oh, yeah. God, throwing down the gauntlet or the joystick.
702-739-9636. What game is she playing? Special Fantasy 7?
No.
Final Fantasy 7.1. Yeah. Yeah. Oh. She's only in the first series of Final Fantasy 7.
Wow. Yeah. But she beat him.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
Yeah, just yank her game out and reset it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'll bet there's a lot. Yeah, he could do that. I bet there's a ton of parents out there who are playing now to beat their kids.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. I bet.
This is most interesting. Adrian said, since this all started, I find myself sitting and thinking deep thoughts for hours. Is Bosco and Yoo-hoo really just the same thing? What if the moon was really a big egg? Why can't gorillas swim? Is a ding-dong really just a ring-ding? These are the thoughts that she's been thinking during this.
Wow.
I love those.
See, that's what happens when you have too much time on your hands.
Yes, no kidding. Has anyone done any productive anything during this?
I have.
You know, what if, well, you planted,
I plant flowers. Okay. And I tell Jody, she goes, where are you going? I said, I'm going to walk the grounds.
Right, yeah, walk the grounds. I'm going to walk around my house.
And make sure everything's, okay. And then two minutes later,
anything good. Have you done anything good for anyone else?
Is the moon an egg?
I don't know. What am I doing? I'm just eating peanut butter out of the jar.
Wednesday morning, they did a survey, Carla, of the happiest song. Think of your happy song.
Yes, I know. I love this.
And we have the top three. We're going to run down the list here in just a couple of minutes. But I got to tell you, the number one song, mm-hmm. I was shocked.
Shocked.
I never even thought about this song.
I get it. I think if you listen to the whole song and just the way it flows.
Right.
But yeah, I know. Different. Not maybe what you would have thought.
In fact, the top two songs are mm-hmm. two songs that I would have never, if you said happy songs, which are, I don't know, Be Happy.
Yeah. Be Happy.
Yes, Don't Worry,
Don't
Be
worry,
Happy.
Be Happy or Happy.
Or Whistle While You Work.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, we got that coming up here in a couple of minutes.
I got the whole top 10 list, and as you go down, even you, Mike, would probably say, well, yeah, that one.
Why wasn't that one number one? All right, we'll do that in about 10, 15 minutes. Sunshine today. Excessive heat warning in effect through Friday night. Saturday 106, 108 the high tomorrow. And then it gets windy on Friday.
Good. Boob sweat and then sand in your boob sweat. Great. Looking forward to it. Love it.
Now I am too. Thanks. 82 now. Another take. Some entertainment news with Carla.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, this is interesting. We've called him Steve Buscemi for years. In a recent interview, they pointed out the fact, and he did, that it's actually pronounced Buscemi. So he said it's hard to say, but it is pronounced Buscemi.
Steve Buscemi.
Steve Buscemi, yes. Now in Italy, in Italian, truthfully, it would be Buscemi.
So, oh.
Yeah, so just pick. Just
and why do you know that?
Call it because I'm Italian.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Italian, I know how to pronounce some of those words a little bit, more accurately than others,
of
perhaps.
Course.
So, Steve, blah, blah, blah. Buscemi.
Buscemi.
Yes. Okay. Listen, HBO Max launches today. That was supposed to also be the big Friends reunion. That has been postponed. HBO Max, and if you have HBO or HBO Go or HBO Now, you can just add this to the mix and pay more money for HBO Max. Wow, okay. There's a lot of HBO.
Yeah,
there
is.
Jeez. And listen to this. If you're looking for a new car, you're a football fan, Tom Brady is selling his customized Cadillac Escalade for $300,000. Mike, it's a 2017. It's used. Its back is extended by 20 inches. The roof is raised by 5 inches. So it has a jet-like cabin feel to it.
Is it bulletproof?
It's, I don't know that it is. Now it has 5 extra large leather seats, wood finishing, 32-inch TV, an internet router.
Wait a second, how big of a TV?
12-inch TV. Yeah, he's got 2 TVs in it, one's 32-inch. One's 12 inches, $350,000. Okay. No air in the tires. But other than that, 300. He bought it for $350,000.
Uh-huh.
selling it for $300,000. So,
oh boy, what a deal!
It's kind of a deal if you think of all the additions on this. Wow. Okay, then. So, if you're looking for a little something new during this time while you're not working, then Tom is.
Yeah. You got an extra $300,000.
I'm thinking maybe you could get him for like $295 cash.
Oh, I don't know.
So, you know, I don't know how hard of a bargain he drives, but I'm thinking $295 cash, and he might say, nah.
TB12.
All right, Giselle, what do you... All right, we're in. We're in. It's yours. We're taking the 12-inch TV, though. We're keeping that one. Oh, my gosh. That is my take for now. Listen, you want to get caught up or stay caught up? Always. 96.3KKLZ.com.
What are those songs that make you happy, that make you feel happy? They took a survey, and most of the people surveyed were between the ages of 30 and 55.
Okay. Well, it's interesting. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say in the bottom of the top 10.
Yeah, so number 10, Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up. Number 9, Just Can't Get Enough, Depeche Mode. You never find them in the happy category. Walking on Sunshine, You Can Call Me Al, Paul Simon. And number 6 is Come on Eileen.
Really?
Yeah, all very
uplifting.
Upbeat and uplifting songs.
All right, number 3. Top 3.
And here, let me do this, Mike. 5, Living on a Prayer. 4, Dancing Queen.
Okay.
So here you go. Now, all of those.
Number 3. This is the third happiest song of all time.
All right. Yeah.
You hear it? You start walking, swaying with the paint cans and stuff.
Yeah,
and,
strutting.
Going out partying. All right. Okay. So that's number 3. Number 2. And I think this band played this song at Rockstockapalooza over the weekend. I'm driving at the speed of light. I want to make a supersonic man out of you. Not sure. But I was surprised that this was like number 2?
Yeah, I know. That's interesting.
Out of the songs you mentioned in the bottom 5.
Yeah, Walking
on
Sunshine.
Yeah, Walking on Sunshine and stuff like that.
Wow.
So that's Queen. And Don't Stop Me Now. All right, so number 1.
This is the shocker.
This really is. Happiest song of all time, according to a survey done of people between the ages of 30 and 55. It's ELO.
Please tell us, why you had to hide away for so long. I did wait alone. Please tell us, why you had to hide away.
It doesn't do anything for me.
I love the song, actually.
Do you?
Yeah. But I challenge a 30-year-old to call in and tell us they actually know that song.
And can sing along with it. Makes you feel happy.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Great song.
I don't know if the number 1 happiest song of all time, but according to the survey it was. All right, we're bringing it back. Kazookie-okie Wednesday.
Yes.
We do have a giveaway this morning. We'll talk more about that in about 10, 15 minutes.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Very entertaining.
Exciting.
Funny and entertaining.
Lots of fun. On 96.3.
Okay, live and local in the studio, just a phone call away at 702-739-9636. People texting in why a lot of people still know the ELO song, Mr. Blue Sky.
Or why they know it at all, because of Guardians of the Galaxy 2. It's funny, a couple people wrote in and said, Mr. Blue Sky is a song, and yes it is, that Baby Groot dances to at the beginning of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, if you've seen the second one. Yeah, and a lot of people remember it from that. The 30-year-olds know that music because we, the parents, controlled the car radio. That's why they know that song.
Okay.
But yes, Guardians of the Galaxy Part 2, it does play at the very beginning of that.
Mr. Blue Sky, ELO, happiest song of all time.
Yeah, I
go figure. Huh.
According to those surveyed between 30 and 55, right?
Yeah. And most have seen Galaxy. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy, yes.
It's been a while, but we do have a giveaway this morning. And Carla, this is Invisible Man, the DVD Invisible Man from our good friend, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard. Now, this is a movie that came out a while ago.
Yeah, a couple months ago.
Great reviews.
Really good reviews. I have not seen it yet, but really good reviews.
And you can add it to your DVD collection if you can figure out the song we're playing on our kazoos with another segment of
Kazookie-okie Wednesday.
First two correct callers on the phone. In fact, we have two DVDs this morning to give away, so let's do that. We'll start with the first two, okay? 702-739-9636. Here it is one more time. John, by you bobbing your head, do you know what it is?
Yeah, I don't know if I know the correct title, though, but yes, I know what song it is.
Okay, that might be the tricky part.
I know. It might.
All right. Imagine, what is it? Invisible Man.
Yes.
DVD. First two correct callers on the phone, 702-739-9636. You are a winner. Giving you a chance to win a DVD for your collection, Invisible Man. And all you have to do is identify the song. Plus, we threw in Name the Artist.
Yes,
all right,
that's right.
With another segment of Kazookie-Okie Wednesday. Karen, can you name the song title and the name of the artist?
Bang on the drum all day. I don't want to work. I just want to bang on the drum all day.
Damn, you got all of it.
And name the artist.
Todd Rundgren.
Yes.
All right,
hang on for a second. You're a winner. Mike and Carla, who's on the phone?
This is Joe Perkins.
Tell everybody the name of the song and, better yet, the artist.
Bang on the drum. Todd Rundgren.
You also have the DVD, Invisible Man, from our good friend, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard. Hang on the line.
Alrighty.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Boy, some weird, wild, wacky stories in the other news this morning. Carla?
No kidding.
This is in my home state of Indiana. A drunk guy passed out on a raft in a river. Floated more than 7 miles before he was rescued.
Oh, geez. Oh, wow. You imagine waking up from that drunk? Wow. Oh.
It can get away from you.
Oh, man.
I've done the Salt River down in Arizona.
Yeah, but did you wake up, you know, the next day? Sorry, no. I had my earbuds in. I'm sorry. Jeez, what the heck? Oh,
I swear to God, honey, I was just on the river.
Jeez, wow.
And this is like out of a movie. This is just karma, bad karma. The guy in Sacramento County, driving drunk on Monday when he swerved off the road, crashed into a pond, and it was a pond of liquid manure. Right there on a dairy farm. The guy was stuck in the pond.
Oh, man.
He was stuck in the pond, Carla, for 2 hours.
Oh, jeez. Oh.
Before firefighters came, pulled him out. That's just, before they showed up.
I can't even.
What's wrong? Guy's in a manure pond.
Well, okay. I'm not getting him out.
We'll be there.
But you're the tow truck. Yeah, I'm not getting him out. I'm sorry. Jeez.
It's like Back to the Future.
Oh, that's just.
Or was it Back to the Future 2?
No,
where he ran into the manure truck and
God, I can't remember. Was it the first one?
I think it's the second
one. Might have been the second one. I don't know. That third one lost me, though. They were both so good. And then the third one. Hoo-wee. Wow. Yeah, man.
Okay.
Listen, now a man in Thailand, Mike, I don't know who this might have been, but admitted to the police that he stole more than 100 pairs of flip-flops. Well, he kind of had a love affair with the flip-flops.
Oh.
Yeah. Man's lawyer said charges are a crock. I can't even. Oh, he was just looking for his soulmate. Get out. Stop it. They're so bad. You got to love them.
You know what? Yeah. I really can't wait till you get up in front of a live audience.
Oh, sure you can.
You're going to.
Sure you can.
Just going to bring up this whole bag
of
one-liners that you've been saving.
Morty's bag. bag of crap. This is what this is right here. But yeah, the guy stole 100 pairs of... Okay, wow. Whatever.
And it makes my feet feel dirty.
I know. I get it. And listen, I don't know. We might want to think about this here. In Switzerland, they've come up with a plan to help brothels safely reopen.
Oh.
Customers will be limited to only two different positions, and they will have to avoid face-to-face contact. So that ought to do it. That ought to eradicate the virus right there. That'll do it. Oh, and don't touch my purse. You can't touch their personal belongings. Oh, you can't okay. do that either. So there you go. There you go, wow. honey. Nope. Look the other way, dude. Look the other way, and we will be safe.
Keep your mask on.
Yeah, because there's nothing hotter than that. That's I don't even know what
Here's
to say.
Here's your choices. This
about
one
about that. Our menu is much smaller now, by the way. Much smaller now. We just have appetizers now. That's all we've got.
We use stick figures, too.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. No, that's a cowgirl. That's what that is.
You want the cowgirl?
That's what that is. Okay. Do you understand?
Okay.
Okay. It is Wednesday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
We do it at the end of every show, a little bit of good news to start your day with. Well, this is out of Kentucky in Gallatin County. The high school seniors, they were invited to the Kentucky Speedway track to celebrate their final year as high school students. And they were all invited to just take a few laps around the track. All of them. Tons of cars. They were able to do it. It's a 1.5 tri-oval track.
Uh-huh.
And they said, the people who invited them from the track, they said, we hope they stay on their desired track to see just how far they can go. So, congratulations. Best of luck. How fun would that be? I think that would be a blast, and I hope maybe, hello, they think about that here. I think that'd be a kick. Yeah. Let the seniors go out and take a few laps around there. Now, I was watching them in the video, and they were driving fine. Yeah. I thought maybe some of them, you know, would open it up a little bit, but they didn't really.
Oh, now, that's too bad.
I'd have gone a little bit faster,
yeah,
but they're all out there kind of, you know, filing around. It's pretty cool. Yeah. Very cool to see.
Well, if you need to see what we did for the students and seniors over at Indian Springs High School, it's still on the website for another day. So, yeah, tough year for the seniors, graduating seniors. But I think they'll be better for it.
They will. And I think that some people have done unique things like this to kind of, you know, highlight their year, give them something to remember, you know?
To make it a little different and unique. All right. If you have a feel-good story, we want to hear about it. The more local, the better. Yeah. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Or better yet, when we're on the air, we answer our own phone. So just call us. Give us your version of the story at 702-739-9636. Getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon, sponsored by Shelter Insurance, Home, Life, Auto. Find your agent at shelterinsurance.com. Recapping the show, boy, right off the bat, free Krispy Kreme.
I know.
Free nice. Tequila.
Nice.
All right. If you missed that. Also, those habits, good or bad, that you've picked up during the pandemic.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people sitting at home.
Drinking Bailey's and coffee every night.
And the happy song. What's the happiest song? Well, it happens to be from ELO.
Yeah.
And Mr. Blue Sky.
Mr. Blue Sky. Okay. Sure. Why not?
Who would have thunk?
I know.
All right. Listen, Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll keep you company throughout the rest of the day. Make sure you keep her company. Reach out to her. Text or call in 702-739-9636. Otherwise, you do have a great day. All right? Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other. We always say that. Be kind to each other. Please talk to you tomorrow morning.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.